It's time now for Cardinal Sports on KLGR 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight's action from Pipestone. Robert Valley Cardinals taking on Pipestone Area Arrows in conference volleyball action. Tonight's matchup is brought to you by the 2019-2020 Cardinal Sports Boosters. And now with the pregame and play-by-play, it's Cardinal Sports announcer Seth Topol.
Thank you very much, Tobin, and good evening. Welcome in to another edition of Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR 1480 AM, FM 95.9, and also myklgr.com here in Pipestone. And I'll say right off the bat, we're trying a little bit of a different setup here for this evening. Going to try running the entire production from here in Pipestone. And so, obviously, we'll see if that ends up working out. Could be something that we try more in the future. So, bear with us if there are some bumps that need to be ironed out here throughout the course of the broadcast tonight. But I think this setup will work really nice once it is finally tuned. And we've got ourselves what should be a pretty nice matchup here this evening between the Cardinals and the Arrows. Cardinals have absolutely caught fire, and they continue what has been a very impressive start to their season. Their first under head coach, Taya Lindahl, 15-3 on the year, and the Cardinals have had several matches that ended in sweeps, including at Laverne on August 27th, home against Jackson, home against Worthington, sweeps against Wabasso and Southwest Minnesota Christian in the Wabasso tournament, and sweeps against St. James area and Medelia in the St. James tournament. Also Worthington and New Orleans Cathedral, and then a sweep against Springfield on Monday. The Cardinals have done a good job of taking care of opponents that they should beat during the course of the regular season. They've also done a good job of going toe-to-toe when they find themselves down in the matches. They completed 3-2 wins over both Hutchinson and Windham area earlier this year, in which Cardinals trailed, in the Hutchinson case, by a score of 2-0. In the Windham case, they trailed 2-1. So this Cardinals team has shown that they can get out to an early lead and they can put teams away. But they can also battle back if they find themselves facing a little bit of adversity as well. No adversity for the Cardinals in their match on Monday against the Springfield Tigers, in which they beat Springfield by a score of 2-0. And so for our pregame coverage, we've got the recap of that match against Springfield. After that, we will get into the national anthem, and we'll bring you the start of tonight's match between the Cardinals and the Arrows. All that coming up here on KLGR.
Final here in Springfield. Cardinals sweep the Tigers 3-0 to improve to 15-3 on the season. We're joined now by the Redwood County American Dairy Association player of the match, Sydney Summers. And Sydney, before we talk about tonight's match, I got to ask you, the tournament this past weekend, you ladies end up winning the whole thing. Just talk a little bit about kind of what went right that allowed you to come away with that tournament win?
I would have to say our communication, and we got a lot of calls up that were just really good up front of that.
Heading into the match tonight, obviously Springfield's a class lower and a team that's been up and down here this year, so still going to come out and take care of business. Was that any part of the message leading up to tonight's match of just, hey, we played the tournament this weekend, let's make sure we come out fast and strong and ready for Springfield so you don't maybe end up falling behind early on here in this match?
Yeah, we just kept our heads up throughout the whole game and just played our game.
You had points where Springfield was able to put a couple of consecutive points together. It didn't happen all that often, but never seemed like anybody ever got down at all, and I'm sure that just speaks to the confidence that you girls are playing with. Just talk about that. How confident is everybody coming out on the court, considering how much of a role you're on right now?
Oh, we're very confident when we communicate and just talk with one another.
able to, as mentioned, take care of business here tonight, one set one, one set two. Heading into that third set, I know you girls have had a lot of chances for sweeps here this year. Just how hungry were you to get another sweep here tonight?
We're always hungry for sweeps. We love them.
Able to get a couple of the other girls that don't necessarily start into the match here tonight, so that gives you an opportunity to play with a different group and cheer on the rest of the team as well. How much fun was that to see everybody get in?
It's just fun to get a whole experience with different kind of players and different,
yeah. I'll let you go enjoy the win. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Sydney Summers joining us here in the post game, and now we'll be joined by the victorious coach, Taya Lindahl. Taya, I got to ask you, St. James tournament, Cardinals win. Only lost one set the entire tournament. Just tell us a little bit about what went well. What were some of the things you noticed over the weekend?
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job of playing our game and controlling the place. The pace of each and every game. You know, we played teams at different levels, and I thought against every single team that we played consistently, and that's something we ought to continue moving forward.
Interesting one here tonight. Springfield, obviously, a class lower, and especially after a long tournament, a lot of matches on Saturday, you worry about maybe the team coming out a little flat on a Monday match, but didn't really feel like that was ever an issue at all here tonight. The girls were ready from the get-go, and they came out and took care of business.
Yeah, I think we did an okay job of starting. I think we kind of treated Princeton back and forth early, and they kind of kept us out of our rhythm, and then it seemed like each set we kind of caught a little bit of it and went on a few runs here or there. And, you know, we talked a lot about making sure that we're coming in focused on Monday games. It's hard for both teams, especially, you know, not having that practice after over the weekend, but I think we did a pretty good job of once we kind of settled in of playing our game.
It looks like at various points the Tigers were able to get a handful of blocks consecutively, and then it seemed like the girls adjusted and they started to try to go a little softer, more over the top to try to pick up kills that way. Was that anything that you mentioned to the team or just something that the girls kind of noticed throughout the match and were just trying to kind of go at it a different way?
We talk a lot about kind of going around block and being smart, and I think early in the game we kind of got in a bad habit of just pulling down and trying to hit over them, and that wasn't the case, especially against their middles. They put up a good block, and we talked a little bit about mixing up your shots. You know, if you go up and swing, 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 it's not a bad thing to go on and tip, and it actually throws teams off, and they're not really ready for it. So I think Alexa, Haley did a really good job in the middle. They had a big block there in front of them. It's just kind of mixing it up, and, you know, Sid and Kay do a really good job of swinging hard on the outside, and every once in a while, they throw in, like, a kind of a roll or a tip, and it seems to catch a lot of teams off guard, which is nice.
Able to, and I'm not sure if Hannah played at all during the tournament. I'm sure she was working a little bit, but able to get Hannah back into the rotation after missing the early part of the season. How much has that helped with what already is a very, very deep roster?
Yeah, Hannah's an athlete, and she is such a competitor that she brings such a good edge to our team. And like you said, we're able to get her in a little bit, but we haven't. I think she had one practice once since she was cleared, and moving forward, we'll get two more in before our next game, which is really nice. But no, she just brings like a different kind of edge to our team, which is awesome. She is so competitive, and the whole time she was out, she was just working hard to get back in the gym. So it's awesome to see her back.
Pipestone on Thursday, of course, that gym speaks for itself. A loud atmosphere, regardless if the Arrows have no wins or haven't lost. Is that anything that you mentioned to the team leading into Thursday, or just with how confident this team has been so far this year? Do you even need to?
I think they kind of know, and they've played down there enough in volleyball and basketball that they know it gets loud down there. But what I think we talk about a lot going to gyms like that is using it as kind of like a playoff atmosphere, especially if you know you're not the higher seed and you have to go somewhere else. That could definitely be a possible matchup, and just making sure that we're kind of playing our own game and not focused on what the crowd is. They're going to get loud and they're going to get energetic when they get their points, but like you said, we don't really spend too much time on it. We talk a little bit about that. Our communication has to be at a different kind of level in games like that, but I think the girls know and they get excited for games, especially conference, but Pipestone as well. Just, I think they kind of bring themselves to that whole new level on their own as well.
Well, we look forward to seeing how things go on Thursday. Taya, thanks for the time. Another sweep here tonight for the Cardinals, and we'll see if they've got an encore in store on Thursday.
Okay, thanks.
Coach Lindahl joining me here in the postgame. Cardinals take care of business here tonight. 3-0 scores of the match, 25-17. 25-14 and 25-14. Cardinals improve to 15-3 on the season. The Tigers drop to 8-9 on the year. Frederick County American Dairy Association player of the match. We are going with Sydney Summers. You heard from Sydney in the postgame. And for the Cardinals, another victory here this evening. Pipestone coming up on Thursday. That will be our next broadcast here on KLGR. Big thank you to the 2019-2020 Cardinal Sports Boosters for their support of our broadcast here tonight. Tobin Osborne back at the KLGR studios for guiding this production. And to you, Lewis.
And there you have it, some post-game thoughts from Monday's match against the Springfield Tigers. We are going to get the national anthem and then the starters here for tonight. So we'll bring all that to you here live from Pipestone. And so let's bring that to you right now. Rendition of the national anthem there, and we'll go right into the non-starter for tonight's match.
Thank you.
thanks to Bill, the play-by-play operator for the Pipestone area Arrows, for also doing the introduction of the lineup. And so he is stay close to me here this evening, as this gym, as always, is just rocking here tonight. But I don't know if I've ever been here when it's been quiet, and that certainly is something that you love to say about a high school gymnasium. Good opportunity here for Redwood Valley to pick up another win in the section. Cardinals are 15-3 so far here this year, and the Arrows come in with a record of 10-8. The chance for the Cardinals to improve to 16-3 in the season. Another section win for them. Cardinals undefeated in section play, 6-0, trying to keep pace with Marshall and Eden Valley Watkins, who have gotten off to a torrid start in section 3-2A. I beg your pardon, London Spicer leading the section as of right now. Cardinals closing in on Marshall. Marshall 15th in the QRF in class 2A. Cardinals are 21st. And so a win here for the Cardinals would certainly help trim that margin. Pipestone, 39. Served by the Cardinals, Gugelfer. For third play to the side, Pipestone tries an attack. Dug out by Shankin. Hit. Plays to Garmin. Haley's attack is down. And the Cardinals get the opening point here of set number one. Arrows were in the net anyway. So point to Redwood Valley. They lead 1-0. Gugelfer on the serve. Gugelfer, Summers, Shankin, arms, Garmin, hit. On the course. Gugelsberg serve. Gugelsberg goes middle. Play for the Arrows. They'll set up for an attack on the right side. Hit. Played by Shankin. Hit. Sets up Arns far side. Arns attack is bumped. By the Arrows, goes side far side. Played by Summers. Sydney to Hicks. Setting up Arns again. Arns. Bosley almost in, but a nice save by the Arrows. Garmin on the near side. Haley Garmin finds the back row in the Cardinals. Osway 2-0 start. Gugelsberg, ready to serve. Goes right side, bumps by the Arrows. Pipestone tries middle. Attacks lost by Haley Garmin. And it's a quick 3-0 start for Redwood Valley. Gugelsberg, again, goes middle. Bumps by Pipestone. And the dump attempt by the Arrows goes right into the net. And that makes it 4-0 Cardinals on top. Serve play to right side. Pipestone bumps it. They'll try an attack from the middle. Summers plays it back row. Hicks to Arn. Kate times leap. Tipped at the line. Pipestone will try on the far side. And another set error by Pipestone. That's going to prompt a quick timeout from the Arrow. 5-0 Redwood Valley on top. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Back here in Pipestone, Cardinals on top, 5-0. Arrows trying to attack on the near side. Block again by Garmin. Pipestone will try far side. Played by Summers. Kick sets up Arn. Time leap, tips the line. Arrows keep it alive. They'll try and swing it a miss. And the Cardinals off to a 6-0 start here in set number one. Really could not have had a better start so far. Gugelsberg continues to serve. Back corner. Arrows trying near side. Summers bumps the attack. Hick to Arns. Times the lead. Arrows bump it. They'll try middle. And Shankin plays it into the Cardinal bench. Summers was there for backup. So the first point of the set for the Arrows. Serve goes to Arn. Hick sends it back in. Garmin's attack blocked. Garmin sets it. Hick setting up Arn. Time to leap. Tip. Bumps back line. Arrows try an attack. Bumps again by Shankin. And so 2-6 now. Pipestone getting a couple points back to back. Serving for the Arrows is Kayla Hubbling. Arns far side. Arns stack bumps back over to Summer to hit. Setting up, and the set is a little too weak, and the point going to Redwood Valley. A little bit disjointed there were the Cardinals, but they get bailed out by Pipestone being in the net. The set to Garmin was a little too soft, but ended up actually being tipped. So the Cardinals get bailed out there, and then they get bailed out further by the Arrows being in the net. 7-2, Hicks serving, goes middle. Bumped by the Arrows. Arrows setting up on the near side for an attack. They'll send it across. Bumped by Hicks. Cougarsburg sets up Arns far side. Arns attack. He bumps back row. Arrows will set up on the far side for the attack. Played by Summer. Sydney to Hicks. Sets up Garmin. Haley's attack into the net. Attack error for the Cardinals. And that makes it 3-7. Arrows will serve. Mackenzie Dula. Serve played by Gugisberg. Hicks to Arne. And the attack blocked. Nice little misdirection there by the Cardinals. They had Garmin and Arne both there. Garmin, with some that patented swing move most of the season, deferred to Arne. Arne gets the kill. Cardinals lead 8-3. Middle attack. Arne's able to keep it alive for a moment, but Pipestone going right back on the serve. That will make it 4-8. The serving now will be Marley Talbert. Serve bumped by Summers. Hicks sets up Summers far side, and an attack error by Sydney Summers. Makes it 5-8. Arrows drawing ever closer. Gugisberg. To Hicks, that's up Garmin. Garmin's attack softly over, tipped and out. So the Cardinals get the side out. Make it 9-5. Garmin now to serve. Garmin goes back corner and gets an 8. Service 8 for Haley Garmin. 10-5, Cardinals on top. Serve played middle. Make it back-to-back aces for Garmin. 11-5. And Garmin gets a third consecutive ace. Make it 12-5. Not a good start for the Arrows, who trailed 6-0 and now trail 12-5. Attack for the Arrows played by Garmin. Hicks sets up Summers far side. Sydney and just missing the corner. Did not miss by much. The Arrows will get the side out. Arrows trailing 6-12. Summers digs out the serve. Hicks to Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack is blocked. Earlbeck sends it back across and out, and another point for the Arrows to make it 7-12. Arns to Hicks, setting up Summers. Sydney's attack tip. Couple of Arrows players collide. Side out for Redwood Valley to make it 13-7. Shankin, back corner, bumps to the side. Arrows keep it in play and send it back across. Arn to Hicks, setting up Summers. Sydney's attack tipped off the line, saved by Hicks, but can't quite get it back towards the middle of the net. So a point for Pipestone, it's now 8-13. Arrows serve, Arn to Hicks, sets up Summers. Sydney, her attack is bumped, and over the head of Steffel, and a point for the Arrows. All kind of campfire on the Cardinals there to make it 9-13. Arne plays the serve to Hicks. Hicks tries the dump, but Arrows ready for it. They'll try far side attack. Tip, Gugisberg saves it. Hicks back to Summers. Summers attack. Hicks the back line, Cardinals, back on the serve. Cardinals leading 14-9. Serve, bump. Arrows, attack, error. Tried to set it over the net. And could not do it. And so it is now 15-9. Summers serving. Service error. Arrows on the serve. Serve played by Gugisberg. Shanken was back up, and Hicks sends it across to the free ball. Arrows will get set. Trying the attack on the far side, and point going to Redwood Valley. Arrows were in the net. 16-10. Here comes Gugisberg with the serve. Gugisberg goes back corner, bumps towards the net. Arrows trying to attack, tip. Gugisberg saves it. Arms to Garmin. Bailey's attack is tipped and set by the Arrows. They'll try near side. Off the antenna and tip. Coach K, and now they will finally award the point. They're going to give the point to the Cardinals. Pipestone not happy, but it definitely hit the antenna. So 17-10. Gugisberg again going back corner. And Cardinals nearly keep it in play after kind of a flail attack by Pipestone. But nonetheless, 11-17, Hicks to Arns. Arns attack nearly off the ceiling. Arrows get it back into the court and send it across in the free ball. Shanken. That's up Garmin. Point to Redwood Valley. No, point to the Arrow. Well, 17. Summers plays it. Hicks sets up Arms far side. Softers leap. Arrows try to dump again. Cardinals ready for it. Arms times leap. Blocked and out. Cardinals take the point. Get the side out. Make it 18-12. Hicks ready. Curve bumps to the side. Arrows bring it back in and set it across. Curl back to Hicks, setting up Arns. Arns attack is bumped by the Arrows. Arrows, far side attack. Dug out by Summers. Curl back over to save it, but the bump a little too far out of the reach of Aubrey Hicks. Arrows back on the serve, trailing 13-18. Serve bumped by Arns, Hicks, far side to Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack is down, Cardinals back to work. Arns to serve. Arrows nearly let the ball drop. Cardinals trying to attack now. Earlbeck's attack is blocked. Garmin keeps alive. Arms gets it back over. Arrows now trying near side. Way past the line. Cardinals take another point. 20-13. Serve is bumped by the Arrows. Dug out by Arn. Hicks, far side to Summers. Sydney's attack, hit. And the Cardinals get another point. Looks like the Arrow's going to take their second timeout. Redwood Valley showing well early. They lead 21-13. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR.
Philbert Ford and Redwood Falls is proud to support area high school activity. Ford is America's best-selling brand with some of the most fuel-efficient cars, trucks, and SUVs. So come in now and get a great deal on a brand-new Ford. at Wheelberg Ford in Redwood Falls, or see them online at mygw4.com.
The Redwood County American Dairy Association wants to remind you that milk and milk products are a great nutrient package, providing 9 essential vitamins and minerals. Milk, along with a balanced diet, can reduce the risks of high blood pressure, osteoporosis, and some forms of cancer. So drink up.
Back here at Pipestone Area High School, Cardinals leading 21-13. Playing well early. Barnes with the serve. Serve is to the back row. Arrow, try far side attack. Is tipped at the line. Took some of the speed off. Cardinals are ready for it, but didn't get to them. So the Arrows will serve once again. It will be Talbert to serve. Played by Guggenberg. Pick to Haley. Hurtback is tipped and bumped. Arrow send it towards the net. Tap back by Haley Garman. Cardinals on top. Third play to the back row. Arrows try the attack, and Steffel and Summers both went up for the block. And it came down with them. 15-22. Short serve dug out by Arn. Picks. That's up Summers. Sydney. Misplay by the Arrows. Cardinals take the point. And now they are two away from taking the first set of this match, 23-15. Serve played towards the net by the Arrows. They send it back. The attack missing. Arrows looking for a tip. They will not get one. 24-15. And the Cardinals, 1 point away from taking set number one. Arrow setting it up far side, middle attack, softly over, in between Arms and Shankin. But the Arrows will get another chance. But they've got a lot of work to do, trailing 16-24. Third place by Guggenberg. Pick far side to Summers. Sydney Summers! And set number one with authority. 25-16, Cardinals take it, and so they lead the match 1-0. We'll switch sides. We'll get you ready for set number two. That's all coming up after this. Cardinals lead 1-0. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Jump Around, which I had a chance to see live and in person at the University of Madison this past weekend. And definitely a sight to behold. A lot of fun, and Cardinals having a lot of fun here early on as they lead this match 1-0. Cardinals now on the season have won 40 sets. They've lost 14. So just some tremendous work by Redwood Valley here, the early portion of their season. We're back and ready to start the action. Cardinals will be on the right side of the court. And the Arrows will have the serve start to be Melanie Raymond. And serve goes middle. Played by Summers. Pick sets up Garman. Garman on the swing, and Haley Garman executed to perfection. It's the first point here in set number two. Cardinals lead 1-0. Serve bumped by the Arrows. Arrow side, far side to stack. Off the net. Point guard to Redwood Valley. It did not get over the net. The Cardinals take that point as well. 2-0. Aubrey Hicks on the serve. Aubrey going middle.
Bumps by the Arrows. Arrows try near side attack. Tips at the line. Dugasburg plays it. Hicks setting up Arnes. Arnes attack is blocked on the Cardinal side, but Pipestone gets a side out. They trail 1-2. Serve. Bumps by Arnes. Hicks setting up Garmin. Garmin again on the swing to Smith. Back row, make it 2-2. Serve bumped by Gugersburg. Hicks, far side to Arnes. Arnes, softly over and dug out by the Arrows. Pipestone tries the near side. Back played by Summer. Sydney to Leah Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack kept alive by Arnes. Arnes, her attack played. And point going to Redwood Valley. Illegal touch on the Arrows. So 3-2, Redwood Valley on top. Arnes goes middle. Arrows try the attack, block. Arrows keep it alive. They'll set it back across. Arnes to Hicks. Back across Summers. Sydney's attack tips. Arrows keep it alive. Arrows will send it to the back row. Attack error. Cardinals take a 4-2 lead. Serve played near side, back corner attack by Pipestone. Arnes can't play, keep it alive. Arrows get the side out. They trail 3-4. Gugisberg to Arnes, setting up Summers. Summers' attack is blocked. Sydney sends it back across. Misplayed by Albert Hicks, 4-4. Arrows have tied it up. Summers attack shift, bumped towards the line. Arrows send it across. And it is now 6-3. They're played by Gugisberg. Summers to the side. Sends it to Arnes across on the free ball. Arrows towards the middle. Attack softly. Played by Summers. Played back over, though. Dug out by Arnes. Summers attack. Played by the Arrows. Arrows near side. Attack blocked and blasts it backwards. Cardinals get a side out. They get 4-6. Arrows, far side. Send it back over. Garmin to Hicks. Back over to Summers. Sydney takes aim. Her attack is bumped. Arrows try far side. Arnes grabs it back row. Hicks to Leah Earlbeck. Time to leap. Earlbeck's attack bumped towards the bench. Arrows will set it back over. Garmin to Hicks. Back across Summers. Sydney misplayed. Cardinals get to within one now at 5-6. Garmin now will serve. Cardinals trailing 5-6. Serve is played by the Arrows. Arrows send it middle. Softly across. Dug out. Misplayed by Garmin. Arrows with a side out to make it 7-5. And serving now for Pipestone will be Marley Calvert. Serve bumped by Gugisberg. Hicks sets up Sydney Summers. Sydney's attack is blocked and just found enough of the back end of the court to give the Arrows another point to make it 8-5. Short played by Arnes. Hicks to Earlbeck. Earlbeck to Fox. Attack blocked. It falls on the Arrow side. Cardinals trailing 6-8. Anna Schenken comes in, as does Alexis Steffel. Schenken to serve. They can serve, misplayed, back row, arrows recover, attack, way past the line. Makes it 7-8. Cardinals trail by one. Bump. Arrows send it across. Dugisberg to Hicks, setting up Summers. Sydney Summers! Another one with authority. And their attack is down. That ties us up at 8 apiece. Thank you. To back across. Summers reached over, tapped the line, and looks like Pipestone going to take a timeout with the Cardinals back on top 9-8. So we'll take a timeout as well. Cardinals leading 9-8 here in set number 2. You're listening to Rudder Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Arrows, short serve, played by Arn. Sent back across, dug out by the Cardinals. And Jenkins sends it across on the three ball. Arrows down, by the near side. Tips at the line, played by Steppel. Hicks sets up Summers. Summers angles it around the antenna. Arrows will try again on the near side. Softly across, played by Jenkins. Hicks sets up Summers again. Sydney's attack block. Dugisberg sends it across, back over. Summers does the same. And now again, far side. Arrow's attack is blocked. Arrow's side again. Dugisberg to Hicks. Setting up Steffel. Steffel softly across. Bumps back over. Steffel's attack blocked. Summers will try again. Sydney tips the line. Bumps off the basketball hoop. And back. And the Cardinals take an extended rally. They lead 10-9. Summers will serve. Summers goes near side. Arrow set it up middle. Attack, bump. Summers saves it. Arns will send it across to the free ball. Arrow's getting ready. They'll try near side. And they sneak one past Summers in the back row. Well, back and forth going here as it is now 10-10. Dugisberg plays it back row. Hicks setting up Steffel. Steffel softly across. Arrows dig it out. Blocked by Arn. Played backwards by Pipestone. Back onto the court. Sent across in the free ball. Shank it. Hicks sets up Arn. Tips at the line. Far side Arrows. Summers digs it out back row. Hicks to Arns again. Softly over misplayed by the Arrows. Cardinals take an 11-10 lead. Dugisberg now. Serve. Played by the Arrows. And an attack error by Pipestone. 12-10. Redwood Valley now on top. Dugisberg again. And her serve goes past the back row. Arrows gets a side out. Keep it within one. Trailing 11-12. Serve played by Summers. Pick near side to Arn. Arn's attack blasted back across. Arrows can't recover. 13-11. Redwood Valley on top. Hicks will serve. Earlbeck comes in for Shankin. Hicks skims one over the net, misplayed by the Arrows. 14-11. Redwood Valley. Serve, bumps to the side, Arrows keep it in play, free ball across, Dugisberg to Hicks. Arn. Kate Arn finds more room. And it's now 15-11. Looks like Arrows are going to take their second timeout. Cardinals leading 15-11. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here in Pipestone, Cardinals leading 15-11. Trying for a 2-0 lead, trying to continue. It's been a very, very good start to this season. Serve played by the Arrows and the miscue by Pipestone to start it off after the timeout. Red River Valley takes a 16-11 lead. Serve played back row. Arrows setting up on the far side. Attack played by Summers. Sydney to Aubrey Hicks. That's up Haley Garman, and Garman hits the back line. 17-11. Served by Hicks. Bump. Arrows try the near side. Summers plays it towards the net. Hicks can't dig it out. So the Arrows go back on the serve, trailing 12-17. Guggenberg to Earlbeck. And the attack error by Haley Garman makes it 13-17. Arn to Hicks, setting up Garman. Garman softly across, skips at the line by the Arrows. Pipestone sends it over, played by Guggenberg. Hicks far side to Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack misplayed. Cardinals get the side out. 18-13, Redwood Valley on top. Nate Arns will serve. Serve bumps backwards. Arrows keep it in. Free ball goes back across. Arns to Hicks, setting up Summers. Sydney kind of double clutched, and it did the job. Pipestone not really expecting that. So that makes it 19-13. Cardinals on top. Served by Arn, played back row. Arrows bump it. They'll try far side. Attack tips. Saved by Hicks. Guggenberg goes back. Summers tips it across. It's played by the Arrows, and it's 20-13. Arn serve, bump, Arrows try near side, block, and down. On the Red River Valley side, so the Arrows will go back on the serve. Arrows got to start getting something going here. Serve played by Guggenberg. Hicks sets up Summers. Sydney's attack, shift at the line and down. Makes it 21-14. Every time the Arrows have had to serve, with the exception of the early part of this set, they have not been able to string anything together. Serve is in. Arrows let it go. Service ace. Make it 22-14. Cardinals on top. Garman with the serve. Serve skims the net. Arrows try far side. And are able to sneak one over the head of Aubrey Hicks and in. Make it 15-22. So here comes Talbert with the serve again. Played by Arns, back row. Hicks to Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack blocked and out. Cardinals with another side out. Schenken. Serve is bumped by the Arrows. Arrows far side. Attack is off the antenna and is out. So again, 24-15, Cardinals with a chance to take a 2-0 lead. And looks like the
officials are making sure the antenna is properly fashioned. So the arrows take its time to just have a little huddle on the court. And we're ready. See if the Cardinals finish it here or if the Arrows get another shot. And they will not. Cardinals take the second set. 25-15, Redwood Valley off and running here in this match. They now lead 2-0. So we'll take another break. We'll come back and get you ready for set number 3. Cardinals lead 2-0. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here at Pipestone Area High School, Cardinals and the Arrows. Redwood Valley trying to finish off a sweep here tonight. They lead the match 2-0, winning 25-16, 25-15. Cardinals now back on the left side of the court. And looks like it will be A.J. Gugisberg to serve. So for the Cardinals, chance to improve to 16-3 on the season. See if they can get it done here. Serve played, and Cardinals get it started with a point on a miss hit by the Arrows that ended up hitting one of the posts of the net, so 1-0. Again, going left, right side. Arrows attack, played by Arnes. Hicks sets up Case far side. Tipped at the line, kept alive by the Arrows, but nobody can get over there for backup. And so that makes it 2-0. We've had a post from the, or one of the covers from the court came off. Arrows again, send it across on the free ball. Shankin digs it out. Hicks setting up far side for Arnes. Arnes' attack is tipped, and it's a 3-0 start for Redwood Valley. Cardinals on top 3-0. Arrows far side. They'll set it up near side. Attack is blocked by Aubrey Hicks. Far side now for the Arrows, and they're able to sneak one pass. So a side out to the Arrows makes it 1-3. And that serve completely misses the back row. That makes it 4-1, Redwood Valley on top. Served by the Arrows, played across the net. Summers' attack ended up not getting over, so 2-4, Arrows back at the serve. Arnes to Hicks, far side, Earlbeck, and Earlbeck flips it behind the antenna. So that makes it 3-4. Short serve, Gugisberg digs it out. Hicks saves it. Earlbeck able to send it over. Far side attack to the Arrows. Summers keeps it in play. And the Arrows, after Summers bumps it across, are able to tie it up at 4-4. So a rally of multiple points here for the Arrows has been a rarity. And now the Arrows take the lead as the Cardinals look a little bit disjointed here to start off this third set. Gugisberg to Hicks, setting up Arnes. Arnes' attack is bumped towards the net, and Haley Garman able to ensure that Pipestone doesn't push it back over. Cardinals tied up 5-5. Served by Arnes, played by the Arrows. They'll try and attack far side. Case digs it out.
kicked far side to Summers. And Sydney's attack just missed. That makes it 6-5 Pipestone. Jump serve. Summers bumps it to hit, setting up Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack tips and bumps. Arrows try the near side for the attack, and Haley Garman slam dunks it back on the Pipestone side. 6-6. Garman serve, played right side, arrows back across far side, attack, tips, Garman plays it, picks, setting up Earlbeck near side. Earlbeck attack, tips, arrows, can't keep it in play. Cardinals on top, 7-6. Garman goes short, bumped by the arrows. Arrows try middle. And the attack misses. Missing the back row. And so, for the Cardinals, they now lead 8-6. Near side. Dipped at the line. Ended up going in anyway. So the arrows get the side out. They trail 7-8. Short serve tipped in front of A.J. Guggenberg. Serve base for Pipestone. That makes it 8-8. Arrows trying to extend this match. Arnes sets it to Hicks, backside to Summers, and the attack is blocked. The arrows get another point to make it 9-8. Summers to Aubrey Hicks, near side for Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack blasted off the scorer's table by the arrows. Another point for the Cardinals to tie it up at 9-9. Serve play, back row, arrow set up near side. Attack is tipped, shank it. Saves it for a moment. But arrows gets a point to make it 10-9. Summers plays the serve. Kick setting up Summers. Sydney's attack off the net. Point going to the arrows. It makes it 11-9. Summers to Hicks. Far side for Steffel. Steffel's attack. Kicks arrows. Can't save it. Serve, bump, arrows send it across. Summers there for backup. Hicks, far side to Arn. Arn's attack, bumps to the side. Arrows go back to get it. Sending it across to the free ball. Shankin to Hicks. Steffel's attack is blocked. Arrows can't get it over. 11-11. Tied up. Cardinals trying to take the lead. Serve. Arrows try and attack. Dips and played by Sankin. Hicks far side to Arnes. And Kate Arnes finds the corner. 12-11. Serve, play to the side, arrows send it back to the middle of the court, and then their attack misses the back row. That'll make it 13-11. Serve is bumped, arrows try middle, attack tip to the line, Summers and Sankin can't quite knock it down. Can't quite keep it up, I should say.
Summers to Hicks, setting up Steffel. Steffel's attack is tipped. Cardinals keep it back in. Arrows now, trying middle. And back corner. Arrows have tied it up at 13. Serve. Played by Arnn to Hicks. Back to Arnn. Blocked and down. Cardinals reclaim the lead at 14-13. Serve played far side. Arrows. Skip. And down, and side out for Pipestone makes it 14-14. Guggenberg plays it. Hicks sets up Garmin. Garmin, kick. Cardinals take the point. Make it 15-14. Cardinal team has not lost a set since December 21st. Serve bumps to the side. Arrows far side. Try the attack. Blocked back across by Haley Garmin. Makes it 16-14. Aubrey Hicks near side. Bump towards the net. Arrows try near side. Stack blocked. Arrows keep it in play. They go back to get it and send it over. Haley Garmin's stack is tipped. Arrows able to tip it back across. Arnn point going to Redwood Valley as Arrows were just all over the place. So 17-14. Kick. And her serve misses, so the Arrows will take the point there. Just missed on the far side. So Cardinals lead by two, 15-17. Serve dug out by Guggenberg. Kick sets up Garmin. Garmin's attack is blocked. The set was a little bit soft by Aubrey Hicks, so Garmin had to readjust. Arnn. To Hicks, setting up Garmin. Haley Garmin sneaks it through the front row. Arrows. Far side. Try the attack. Arnn gets the piece. Arrows get a side out. To make it 18-17. Serve played by Arnn. Hicks back to Arnn. Times the leap. Played back over the Arrows. Pipestone bumps it near side. Attack blocked. Arrows over the net. Hicks and Summers will try again. Bumps to the side into the scores table. And the Arrows can't save it. 19-17. Missed play on the serve, and the Cardinals take a 2017 lead. Arrow's not using his timeout yet. Garmin into the corner, bumps towards the net. Arrow set up for the attack. Hicks gets a piece, but sends it backward. So that will make it 18-20. Short serve, Earl Beck to Hicks. Far side to Summers. Summers attack and block. Arrows get it to within one at 19-20.
And fourth serve drops in front of Arn. We are tied up at 20-20. Serve played by Arn. Hicks sets up Summers far side. In Sydney's attack is tipped, and the arrow finds the back row. The Cardinals going to take a timeout. So we will take one as well. Arrows have reclaimed the lead, 21-20 here in set number three. We'll take a break. You're listening to Red Deer Valley Volleyball on KLGR. And back here at Pipestone Area High School, the Arrows have taken the lead over the Cardinals, 21-20 here in set number three. Arrows serving. Summers plays it to Hicks. Back to Sydney, finds the leap. Arrows setting up far side for the attack. Arn. And a miscue for the Cardinals. Arrows now 22-20. Coach Lindell with some words of encouragement. Arrows to Summers. Hicks to Earlbeck. And attack error by Leah Earlbeck. Arrows. Now lead 23-20, and another quick timeout by Coach Lindell. Arrows leading 23-20. We'll take a break. You're listening to Red Deer Valley Volleyball here on KLGR.
The Wilbur's new police department strives to provide the best professional service by maintaining the highest standards in the field of law enforcement to reflect the integrity of our community. We would like to wish the Redwood Valley Cardinals good luck this year.
Schmidt Construction tackles all your commercial or residential projects. Schmidt Construction has the heavy equipment to handle any project with their excavators, dozers, scrapers, trucks, and backhoes. For all of your excavating, gravel, and fill hauling, contact Schmidt Construction of Redwood Falls, a proud supporter of Redwood Valley Athletics.
Back here at Pipestone Area High School, Cardinals trying to get back into this third set. Attacked by the Arrows block, Redwood Valley getting the point. And they are going to go on the serve, trailing 21-23. Anna Schenken will come in to serve. Serve play back row by the Arrows, Pipestone far side. And that attack is well past the line. Cardinals down just one, and the Arrows now going to take a timeout. So, timeout on the floor, 23-22 Pipestone. We'll take a break. You're listening to Red Deer Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here at Pipestone, Cardinals on the serve, trailing 22-23. Schenken serve, bumped by the Arrows. Pipestone tries the near side, blocked by Steffel. Arrows will again try the near side. Arn's able to dig it out. Pipestone misplayed it. Arrows are going to claim that it hit the floor. They're not going to get it. They're going to say it was a clean dig by Arn. They completely threw Pipestone out of whack to tie us up at 23-all. And now they're conferring with the far judge. And now both officials going to confer. Very close from what I could see. So let's see if they do. Nope, they are going to continue to give the point to the Cardinals. So Redwood Valley giving new life here. Tied up at 23, and now it's a race to who can get a lead of two. Arrows far side attack. Softly cross, Guggenberg plays it to Hicks. Far side, Summers. Sydney's attack bumps to the side. Arrows keep it in play, and they get it across. Hicks. Far side, Summers. Sydney's attack is blasted over the bench. And the Cardinals take a 24-23 lead. And now another timeout going to be taken by Pipestone. We'll take one as well. 24-23 Redwood Valley on top. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Match point for Redwood Valley. It'll be Hannah Schenken. Serve is bumped by the arrows. Pipestone, far side. Attack is out, and Redwood Valley sweeps the match 25-23. We'll take a break. We'll come back for the post game. Cardinals are victorious. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Final here in Pipestone. The Cardinals beat the Arrows by a score of 3-0. They win the first set 25-16, second set 25-15, and the third set 25-23. We're joined now by Aubrey Hicks. And Aubrey, this gym, I don't know what it is, always very loud. And so that's something that you have to kind of factor in to whether it's basketball, volleyball, whatever it is that you come here to play. What was the atmosphere like out there for you girls here tonight?
Yeah, for our...
Oh, that's fine. It's just me. Never mind. There we go.
I think for our team, we really enjoy the loud atmospheres and excitement, so I think it really pumps us up tonight.
Got off to a really good start there in the first set, 6-0, before Pipestone got a point. What were some of the things that were working really well?
Our defense was working together, and we were talking and communicating, and yeah.
It seemed like the Arrows were at least able to kind of keep it close, and I don't know if that was part of the crowd noise here, but it seemed like they had a couple points where they were able to just put the ball where it needed to be. Is that frustrating as a team when you have something you think pretty well defended and then all of a sudden they just kind of throw an arm at a ball and end up getting a point?
Yeah, it's very frustrating thinking that you got the point and scrappy teams just send the ball right back over, but you just have to be able to play with them.
That third set, tied up at 23, or so we thought. Kate Arnes with a dig that Pipestone thought hit the ground first. But you girls ended up getting the point, and sometimes you got to get those kind of close calls go your way. Just as that was all unfolding, what was going through everybody's mind with a couple of points left to get the win here tonight?
Personally, just knowing that even if we didn't get the point, I knew we were going to try our hardest to get the next one, and yeah.
16-3 now, playing really, really well. I mean, you haven't dropped a set since Saturday. And so it just, everything's clicking here. Just how much fun are you girls having?
We're having a lot of fun just being able to win and just playing as a team in general.
Coming up next, what do we have here? I should have had this ready. Yellow Medicine East at home on Monday. What are some things that that you girls as a team will be working on to get ready for Monday's match?
I don't know, probably service to you. I don't know much about them. They're a pretty good team. I think they beat Pipestone in 3. And so we'll be able to play with them, so it'll be a pretty good game.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the time, Internet. I'll let you go enjoy the win with your teammates.
Thank you.
This is Aubrey Hicks joining us here in the post game, and we will also hear from Coach Taya Lindahl after yet another sweep for the girls. Taya, 3-0 the win here tonight. Looked kind of dicey there in the third set, like it may go to 4, but hey, sometimes you got to get those kind of close calls to go your way. Main point, another sweep here tonight, and a gym that, again, is as loud as it'll get. The girls really took care of business here tonight.
Yeah, we talked a lot about coming in focused and using it as like a playoff atmosphere. They've played here enough to know that it's going to be loud, their crowd gets into it, and I think we did a really good job of coming out strong and kind of setting our own tone in sets 1 and 2, and that really carried us, especially being down 20-23 in the third set. So I think the girls did a great job coming down after a long bus ride and being focused.
And got out to a good start there in the first set, 6-0. Just how important is that, especially on the road, being able to come in, kind of quiet that crowd, take momentum, and didn't relinquish it there the rest of the first set?
Yeah, I think the girls did an awesome job. We talk a lot about how important it is to show up from point one. If you let a team gain a lot of momentum, especially at home, it's hard to kind of fight back from it. I think our girls did a great job of coming out and setting a tone early so that the crowd wasn't really a factor in sets 1 and 2.
It seemed like the one thing, if there was anything tonight, was just on especially a lot of Pipestone serves, maybe the back row just a little too far back, or not playing the ball immediately. That just something that can kind of be tweaked in practice, I'm sure.
Yeah, we talked a lot about them from behind the line. They like to mix it up. They like to serve you deep and then kind of throw in a couple short and then back to deep. And we talk a lot about reading that person's arm and serve, and I think we kind of lost track of that a little bit in set three. And then they were able to gain some momentum there. But once we kind of called timeout, talked about a little bit about it, we were able to kind of calm down and just get back to what we were doing well.
Perfect example, especially at the end of set three, of what can happen if a team loses their cool. That kind of close call, Kate Arnes with the dig, Pipestone thought it hit the ground first. The officials didn't end up going that way. And then after that, they seemed like they kind of lost it a little bit. And with it tied 23 at that point, you gotta keep your composure. So I'm sure while you're watching that happen to the Arrows, a good teaching moment for the girls to look, if you're at that point in the match, you gotta just shake that off and just go on to the next point.
Yeah, and that's happened to us actually. I can't remember who it is against at home, but we thought the ball hit the ground and it didn't, and they ended up tipping the ball over and we just weren't ready to play. And we talk a lot about no matter what you think happens, it's not in your control to make that call. So yeah, just playing through, and that was a big momentum point for us, and Kate did a great job of just sticking with the ball. She wasn't really in a great position to grab, and she just didn't give up on it, and we talk about that a lot. Even if you're in the completely wrong position, just go make a play, and in that moment, she just went and made a play for us, which is huge.
Just looking at the body of work overall for the season, I mean, now 16-3, another sweep. The girls haven't dropped a set since the St. James tournament, so teams that they should beat going out and doing so in sweep fashion, but also as we've seen this year, a couple of come from behind wins as well, taking Wyndham and Hutchinson to five sets. From what you've seen so far from this team, where can they go the rest of the way?
You know, I think we're doing a really good job right now of kind of staying motivated and focusing on where we want to be come the end of October. And there's like learning curves along the way, and there's steps we want to take to get there. And I think the girls are doing such a great job of staying focused on what our goals are in the season and kind of capturing those moments as we go. But I think they're just so hungry and they're so competitive. And that's why it's so fun to coach these girls, is how hard they work every single day. And they want to win so bad that they put themselves in a great position to do it.
Well, we'll see what happens on Monday, a match coming up against Yellow Medicine East. Hey, thanks for the time. I'll let you go catch the bus. We'll see you on Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Coach Lindahl joining here in the postgame. Cardinals victorious, as mentioned, 3-0 here tonight. And just want to throw this number out. We'll look more at the numbers here as we continue the postgame after a short break. The Cardinals now have won 42 sets this year, and they have dropped just 14. So impressive work for the Cardinals, and we will see if they can keep that going on Monday against Yellow Medicine East. We're going to continue the postgame in just a bit. We'll take a quick break, though. More of our postgame coming up after this.